to the cheering on their boys in late November have toiled through four difficult seasons of mediocre and sometimes downright bad football. Parents, coaches, administrators, and proud alumni who put this program on the map have been waiting for a crop of young, outstanding athletes to come into their own. And the wait is over. The Rifle Bears are back. Good afternoon, everyone. High school football, playoff football is on the air. And for the 14th straight year, we are honored to bring you all the action right here on KMTS. I'm Ron Nohorn. I'll be calling the action this afternoon between the four-seeded, undefeated Western Slope champion Rifle Bears and the 13-seeded 18-8-2 Roosevelt Rough Riders in today's first-round playoff game. Joining me, as always, in the call of today's game is the one and only Jack DeBoer. Jack, it's a cold, gray, gloomy November day here at Bears Stadium on the campus of Rifle High School, but the sun certainly shining brightly on the high school, the football program, and the community. Nice to see the Bears back.
Well, there was some question earlier in the season if they were for real, but I think they put that to rest with an outstanding win a couple weeks ago at Palisade, or actually in Grand Junction, and defeated the perennially tough Bulldogs. And then last week, you know, an improving Glenwood Springs team gave them a bit of a challenge, but the Rifle Bears were up to it, and they have earned their first undefeated regular season since 2002. I know that their fans and their coaches and their players are hoping that history doesn't repeat itself, because they went out in the first round there, a home game. I think it was Falcon, I'm not sure. But this year they're looking good. They're expecting to be able to play this Roosevelt team, which is, I believe, a third-place team in their league.
The Northern Conference.
Yeah, they got thumped last week, 40-0. Not exactly the way you want to come into a playoffs, but it was only their second loss of the season, and it was to the team that won that conference, Windsor.
Roosevelt Rough Riders play at the Northern Football Conference, as we mentioned. It's a school with an enrollment of about 700, about 100 more students in Rifle, yet it's in the very small town of Johnstown with a population a little over 3,000 in Larimer and Weld counties. A proud tradition of Roosevelt, Nolan Easton is the head coach, took over the program for his dad, Ed, who was the head coach from 1996 until last season. We saw Ed Easton's Rough Riders come to Glenwood Springs during the Glenwood Demons 2008 championship run and get throttled in a first-round playoff game, as most teams did that year, by Glenwood, 52-10. Roosevelt was shell-shocked by Glenwood's aerial attack and running game out of that spread formation. But today, Jack, we get to see some good old-fashioned grinded-out football, a game that's going to be won in the trenches by two teams that like to run the ball.
Well, that's true. Obviously, Rifle, you know, as their 1-2 punch, Ryan Moeller and Brandon Kittle. But Roosevelt looks like they can throw the ball a little bit. Their quarterback has some pretty impressive stats. He's thrown 11 touchdown passes, passed for 800 yards. On the other hand, Adam Rice has only attempted 44 passes all season. However, last week against Rifle, he completed some early against Glenwood, when the Demons were trying to stack up the line against that big running threat. And Adam Rice, and especially to Taylor Webb, completed some really significant passes in that ball game. So if Roosevelt tries to do the same thing, I think Rice is capable of hitting his receivers. So both teams, I don't think they'll be totally one-dimensional. They'll certainly want to be able to do what got them here, which is run the football.
Yep. Got a chance to talk to Coach Nolan Easton. He's been at Roosevelt for quite some time and took over for his dad a couple years ago. And he's enjoying his time at Roosevelt, and here he's got his Rough Riders in the playoffs.
Take the chill off with something hot from the concession stand. And all you fans for the Rough Riders, also welcome over at our concession stand. We got your pizza. We got your nachos. Your chili hot and ready to go right now. The Booster Club would like to thank
you. That was a tough day, but here and back from the Western Slope, how's it feel? It feels good. I love the Western Slope. You know what? My family's originally from Kremlin, so good to be back here. I love the mountains, and yeah, it's been a good trip. How's the transition been, taking over people? Pretty smooth. It's my 11th year here, so. Yeah, pretty good. Talk about the Northern League and the competition you face this year. Prepared you for the postseason?
We have some tough teams in our league. Obviously, I think there's a lot of quality teams in each league. We have some teams that were down this year too, so I think it served us well. Hopefully it pays off today, playing those tougher teams later in the season like we did.
We have been first game in the Western Slope. You're familiar with this kind of weather and how things can change. Is you prepared your voice for this?
Get ready for anything. You know, he'll probably hit three or four different things while we're in the game. So we're good with it.
Talk about, talking to Coach Wells, he says, this team, your team, the Roosevelt Roughriders, could easily fit in the Western Slope with your style of play.
That's nice. It's a good compliment. They play hard-nosed football over here. So hopefully if he thinks that well, let's maybe.
Maybe we do belong over here. Yeah, we have our own style. They have their own style. They're similar in many ways, but yeah, that's a good compliment. That's good to hear. I think he'd be in our league too, though.
Sounds like you, the way you guys spread the ball around, it's a pretty balanced attack offensively.
We can be balanced. You know, we try to just take what they give us and be patient with our plan and try to just execute our plan. And they do a good job too. So it's going to be a hell of a game, I hope.
How do you find your two backs,
Tillman
and Muller?
Tackle. Rally and tackle. Old school. Just, you know, no out scheming them. I mean, we'll do some things up front to kind of confuse them as much as we can. We got to rally and tackle. They're hard to tackle, so we can't give them a lot of space. That's it, man. Get a lot of bodies there.
Yeah. Offensively, you like to mix it up a little bit?
Sure, we're a triple option team. We want to try to keep your balance on both sides and make you play a style of football. And, yeah, I got a guy who can throw it too, so we can throw it when we have to.
Very refreshing this day and age to spread offense, I guess, in the Coach Wells. See some old-fashioned football.
That's just a new hat. That's the flavor of the month, man. Football's going to be around forever, and it's really going to be blocking and tackling. There's other stuff people want to run. That's good and all, but it still comes down to blocking and tackling, which is what football's all about. Just getting fired up. He went to the Iowa, Michigan game today. He's making his tour. He's going to see a bunch of college games this year and enjoy that. So. But yeah, he's always saying, getting fired up. I'm playing like Rough Riders.
All right. Good luck today.
Thanks for being here.
Thank you. That was Coach Nolan Easton, the head coach of the Roosevelt Rough Riders. About 10 minutes away from kickoff, the Bears and the Rough Riders of Roosevelt High School. Rough Riders sport three backs with a lot of yards on the ground. Marcus Holguin, Juan Sanchez, Christian Kratz. And they're big and they're strong. And they are anxious to get after it. The Rifle Bears and the Rough Riders coming up in just a few minutes. We'll hear from Coach Damon Wells of the Bears right after this on KMTS.
And we're back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabor. First round playoff game, the Rifle Bears 10-0, Western Slope champions against the Roosevelt Rough Riders, third place, 8-2 team, third place out of the Northern Conference.
Speaking of that, let me correct myself. A moment ago, I said they lost 40-0 to Windsor. I had scouted Frederick, thinking that they might be Rifle's opponent. That was Frederick. Roosevelt did lose 36-14 to Silver Creek, the champion in their league. So apologize for that. I was speaking from memory and not from the notes.
Well, a couple of scores to let you know about from last night. A couple of games were played last night. Third-seeded Silver Creek beat Palmer Ridge 28-24, and it was Lewis Palmer, 11th seed, beating number 6 Vista Ridge, 39-33. We saw Lewis Palmer, of course, last year in the second round against Glenwood Springs. Got a chance to talk to Rifle Bears head coach Damon Wells just a few minutes ago.
Coach Damon Wells, Bears, 10-0, Western Slope champs. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Thanks for being here.
It's great to be here. I'm sure it feels good to be here finally after a long wait. Get back in the playoffs. It's going to feel great.
It does feel great. Seems like the good old days all over again. Beating Glenwood, beating Palisades, league champs, back in the playoffs, here in Rifle. It's everything we worked for.
That's a week of practice,
man. It's been a great week of practice. We do tell our kids to enjoy the moment and appreciate the week. And we point out that of all the schools in the Valley, we're the only ones still playing football. So it's great for these kids to have that opportunity.
They've been very focused all season long.
Definitely. It's a special group of kids, and I'm sure a lot of people will say that. This is my 14th year, and they're a special group of kids. They're fun to be around, and that's what makes making the playoffs so special is we get to spend an extra week together. I know we have, so, and it feels great today. We really look forward to the day.
Looking back at this is going to go by so fast. Yeah. What one game stuck out in your mind as the one that these guys have got
to play? I don't know that there was one because they faced so many different environments and so many different situations, and they've been able to deal with all of them successfully. We've played in post games, we've played in blowout games. Just a great group of kids, and they're fun to be around.
Is it
I don't know. I hear people talk about, like, we're a power run team or we're a spread team or we just do what we do. People can define it however they want to. You know, there's a million different ways to do things, and you know what we like, and it seems like it works for us. I think no matter what you decide to do, getting your kids to buy in is the most important thing. And we have a pretty selfless group of kids that they all work together to make the whole thing go. We've joked around a little bit that of all the different playoff teams that we played, especially those from the front range, Roosevelt is probably more like a Western Slope team than any other team that we faced. They play a very physical brand of football. They like to run the ball. They'll throw it too, but I don't think that's where they hang their hat. They play really good defense, but I think they fit right into our league.
Coach Damon Wells of the Rifle Bears talking about the Roosevelt Rough Riders, and it's going to take a complete game to beat this big, strong team. And the Bears, who are kicking off to start things off, will be going right to left, deep to receive for Roosevelt, number 15, Trevin Stadler, and number 30, Randy Molinar. And here's the kick from Gutierrez, high and deep to the right side, taken at the 5-yard line by Molinar. And Molinar breaks a couple of tackles, gets from the 20 to the 21-yard line, and that's where the Rough Riders will start. Their triple option offense. The quarterback is Spencer Urban.
Return brought down by Javier Nunez.
One thing I noticed last week was interesting that the Rifle Bears actually use two kickoff, two guys to kick the ball off. They also use Javier Perrin.
Man in motion. Urban hands off left side over left tackle. That was Juan Sanchez for a short gain. Now 3 yards, second down and 7.
Juan Sanchez with the carry. Pick up the 3 on the play, second down and 7.
They'll hand the ball out to 3 different backs. 2 slot men, 1 man in motion. Hand off to number 19, Marcus Holguin. And Holguin stopped for no gain. Third down and 7.
Marcus Holguin with the carry, brought down by Alex Copeland.
Copeland on the tackle for the Bears. Well, they were calling for rain, snow, but right now we got some sunshine. It feels good. 2 receivers to the right. Roosevelt can throw. Quarterback, Urban. It was a draw play, and Rifle was fooled. It's a first down, and the ball carrier is Christian Kratz, and Kratz carries across the 40 to the 44-yard line of the Bears. The Roosevelt Rough Riders.
Copeland and Taylor West.
Well-executed draw play out of the shotgun by Spencer Urban and Christian Kratz. The run to the 44, first and 10, Roosevelt. Urban under center. He's a junior. Man in motion. Dive play over the middle. That's Juan Sanchez and the Rifle Bears gang tackling. At least 9 Bears getting in on the action. Zach Bear in on the tackle, along with Cody Beauford.
Beauford and Alex Copeland do a really nice job for the Bears. Linebacker.
In a 3, second and 7 pitch play, sweep to the left side. And the ball carries Marcus Holguin. He gets across the 50 to the 48 of Rifle. Opening drive here. Round 1 playoff game, no score. 10-12 to go, first quarter. Third down and 5 for midfield for the Rough Riders. Playing the right side. Taking a couple of tackles. Didn't get far. Was Christian Kratz. He gets to the 49. Drops it. Lost a yard.
Christian Kratz with the carry. Brought down by Cody Buford. Also in on the tackle.
Buford in on the tackle. Muller as well. Fourth down and 4.
Fourth and 4 from the right to 49.
They look like they're thinking about it. They haven't sent the punt team out yet. Now here come about 6 different guys off the sideline for the Rough Riders, so I guess they are going to punt.
After the Rough Rider punt will be Ryan Muller.
And Mr. Everything, Ryan Muller, back to receive the punt.
Slow snap. Punt is away. Off the end of his foot. Muller picks it up on a bounce. He's tackled immediately at the 18. The Bears will...
brought down by Nathan Merrick.
Bears will start their first offensive drive at their own...
your rifle ball first and 10 at their own 20.
19-yard lines. They're going to mark it. 9:06 to go first quarter. No score. Rice, the quarterback, more the back, hand off to Kittle. Kittle breaks a couple of tackles. Kittle to the 30, 35, 40. Kittle breaks a tackle and finally wrestled down at the 44-yard line of the Rough Riders.
Not surprisingly, the Rough Riders look at the stats. They see Ryan Moeller, 2,000 yards. They're all keyed to stop him, and Brandon Kittle springs one.
Almost 2,200 yards on the year, and Brandon Kittle, not too shabby himself, nearly 1,200 yards himself. Both backs are juniors, which is a scary thought for the rest of the Western Slope. First and 10 Bears.
And Trevin Statler was the man who got a hand on him finally.
Rice turns, hands off to Muller. Muller breaks a couple of tackles, bowls his way forward. There's some good yards across the 40 to the 39 of Roosevelt. Juan Sanchez in on the tackle.
It was a 37-yard gain for Kittle on first down. Muller gets about five.
So Roosevelt coming out of the locker room. There's some big boys on this team. They were pacing around like caged animals. Gain of five, second and five. Rice looks over the D, gets under center. Going back is Muller, double slot. Long count, hand off to Muller, up the middle. Muller bowls his way forward to the 30, fumbled the ball, rifle recovers. In fact, the fumble gave the Rifle Bears a couple of extra yards. Hugo Ruelas made the recovery. And that's up to the Roosevelt's 27-yard line.
So gain of 12 with the fumble forward.
Another first down for the Bears. No score. 8:02 to go. First quarter. Kittle and Muller in the backfield.
Four different players shifting.
Muller goes in motion. Pitch play to Kittle. Looking for some room around the edge. Kittle to the 25, down to the 22-yard line.
Brandon Kittle with the carry brought down by Trevin Statler and Juan Sanchez.
So far, a very balanced attack by Rifle. Last week, Muller carried the ball 39 times, Kittle only 7.
Second down and 6 from the Rough Rider 22.
Second down and 6 for the Bears. From the Rough Rider 22, quick snap, handoff to Muller. Now that's Kittle, excuse me, and Kittle gets to the 20-yard line. It's going to bring up third down.
Brought down by Joshua
and about 3. Rice coming over to the sideline to get the play.
Bears third down and 3 from the Rough Riders 20.
Lee Harrison checking in for the Bears. Third and 3 for the Rifle. Adam Rice comes into the play. Solid junior class for this Rifle Bear squad. All these boys coming back. Rice under center, Muller the lone back. Now shift tight end to the left. Hand off to Muller. Hurdles a couple of tacklers, and he has the first down across the 15 to the 13-yard line. One defender came in, took his left leg out, and Muller, with great balance, able to scoot forward for extra yardage, got the first down.
Rifle first and 10 from the Rough Riders 13.
Well, a lot of dead spots in this field. It really takes a beating. Muller, the lone back, double slot. And Rice going to throw. He throws complete to Muller. 10 for the 5. And Muller might be close to a first down.
And that's that just the little dimension that Adam Rice gives the Bears. He doesn't throw a lot, but he's very accurate. He was 4 for 5 in the first half last week against Glenwood. And he only had to throw one more pass or attempted one more the rest of the game.
Not quite enough for a first down. Second down at a yard. 5:42 to go first quarter. Bears on the march here. Ball at the Roosevelt 4-yard line. Rice, hands off, sweep to Kittle. Kittle is at the one. A flag is thrown.
Brandon Kittle with a carry. There's a flag on the play.
They'd be going against. It is holding against.
Bears flag for holding.
The Rifle Bears. It's going to bring him back 10 yards. Repeat second down. March it back to the 14.
Rifle only had 3 penalties last week against Glenwood. It played almost a perfect game. One of those, I believe, was on a kickoff that went out of bounds.
So they march the ball back to the 14, second down, and 13 to go for a first down. Double backs, Muller and Kittle. Now Muller the lone back. Kittle at slot, right. He goes in motion. Hand off to Kittle. Sweep to the left side. To the 10. Kittle looks for blockers. Spins. He's in the end zone. Touchdown. Rifle.
That was just a power sweep to the left side. Lots of blocking from the wide outs, including Taylor Webb. I thought they might try to pass to him this time, but they didn't need to. Great execution by the Bears. Alex Copeland pulling through a key block, and Kittle went into the end zone almost untouched.
Gutierrez on to attempt the extra points. High snap. Placement kick is up. It is blocked, and it skipped over. On the block, it went over the crossbar. How about that? With 5:12 to go, first quarter, the Bears strike first. 7-0 Rifle. This is KMTS. Back to Bear Stadium, the Rifle Bears. Strike first. 14-yard touchdown run by Brandon Kittle on a 2nd and 13. And Kittle on a power sweep to the left side, coming from that right slot position. Got great blocking and able to spin in the end zone for the touchdown. Brandon Kittle doing most of the damage on that first drive. PAT was partially blocked, but it made it over the crossbar. 7-0 Rifle.
And a great job overcoming.
Nice kick by Gutierrez. Taken in the end zone. By Randy Molinar. So first and 10 for the Rough Riders from their own 20. Sherrill & Company, you think all realtors are the same? Never worked with Sherrill & Company Real Estate with a reputation of honest dealings and innovative thinking. Call Sherrill & Company for all your real estate and property management needs. Sherrill & Company Real Estate, 625-4441, 625-4441. Spencer Urban, the quarterback, under center. Hands off up the middle to Juan Sanchez. Just power football for the Rough Riders. They will throw it. It's a gain of 5, 2nd and 5.
Tipped up by Javier Nunez and Cody Dupert.
That drive for the Rifle Bears, 9 plays, 81 yards. They started at the 19. Of course, the big play.
They fake the pitch one way, and they hand it off up the middle. That's number 28, Christian Kratz. And he has a first down for the Rough Riders across the 30 to the 31. Brandon Kittle on the tackle. Oh, got some sunshine, a little breezy. Wind blowing to the south. Fans started getting into the stadium, pouring in here about 11:30. Cars were lined up. First and 10 Rough Riders, 7-0 Bears. Handoff, sweep right side. That's the big running back, Josh Semler. A sophomore. And he goes about 190 pounds. Their line, big, strong kids. All of them well over 200 pounds. Number 55 has got to be about 6'4 and around 230. He's the center. Eli Boone, man in motion. They fake the dive. They sweep around the right side, and it's the sophomore, Josh similar, and similar carries across midfield. Webb and Kittle in on the tackle, where they're giving up a lot in size there. Similar gets a full head of steam and picks up another first down for the Rough Riders at the Bears 47. 7-0 Rifle, 3:52 to go here in the first quarter, first round playoffs. Last we checked, it was Palisade leading Evergreen 10-7 in the second quarter.
Semler gets 22 yards on two carries, and he comes out of the game.
Hand off over right tackle. Just a simple dive play to Sanchez. Sanchez across the 45 to the 43.
Juan Sanchez with the carry brought down by Alex Copeland and Tony Buford.
Buford and... in the tackle, the Rifle, double slot, Sanchez the lone back. Sanchez gets the call at the middle. Carries up to the 40-yard line. That'll bring up third down and about three. 7-0 Rifle, 3:02 to go, first quarter.
Copeland again on the tackle. His brother Jordan, of course, played for Rifle, and many years before that, his dad Tony played, and his uncle Tim was a big presence for the Rifle Bears.
Ball mark just shy of the 40 of Rifle. Spencer Urban, the QB, getting the play from the sideline. And a full contingent of fans made the trip from Johnstown. Man goes in motion. They fake the pitch, a dive play. He runs into a player and being brought down for a loss is Randy Molinar. That was a busted play and allowed Javier Nunez to come in and lay the wood. Loss of three. That's going to bring up fourth down and seven. They like to fake that pitch. It's an exaggerated move by the quarterback and then a quick handoff. They're going to go for it here. They're confident in their running game. These linemen have a lot of stickers on their helmets for good reason. They're big and strong. Man in motion. Pitch play. No, it's going to be a quick kick.
And Rifles is getting away from it. Didn't go very far.
Did not. And it was touched by Roosevelt at the 25. That's where they're going to mark it.
Yeah, it's going to move back.
Make it the 26 of Rifle. Bears lead 7-0. Fast moving first quarter. 1:42 to go in the first. Well, I want to thank you, Jack, you and Gabe both for doing a nice job last week in the Glenwood game. That allowed me to get away with the family for a weekend.
We want to thank you for coming back. that was an uncomfortable experience doing play-by-play for me for football.
Rice under center. Kittle and Muller in the backs. And Kittle slips and falls, trying to make a cut, and he's dropped for a loss of about a yard.
Brandon Kittle with
got to the line of scrimmage, so second down and 10.
Down by 10 and Star. No gain on the play. Second
Starry on the tackle for Roosevelt. Roosevelt's 8-2 overall, 3-2 in their league. Second and 10 for the Bears. Pitch play to Muller, right side. Lots of room, lots of great blocking. Muller's got a first down and more. Muller to the 40. Muller down to the 45-yard line. You know, it's one thing to look at this team on film and say, okay, you just got to put 11 hats on number five. But the blocking scheme for Rifle has been so good. We're so well coached.
And that was a pickup of 19, just on a straight pitch right.
Muller just under 2,200 yards in the regular season. Just incredible.
He's got three first downs on his four carries so far this game.
First and 10 Bears with their own 45, 7-0 Rifle. They fake the pitch. Hand off to Kit to Muller, and Muller stopped and dropped for a loss of a yard. Semler in on the tackle for Roosevelt. No gain, second and 10.
Down marker still hasn't been changed. There it goes.
There we go. Rice over to the sideline to get the play from Coach Wells. Receiver to the left. It's Aaron Wagler. Back to throw. And a man wide open. And he is overthrown. Intended for Taylor Webb. He was all alone. That would have been an easy touchdown. And Adam Rice just lofted it up there, but it's like the wind picked it up and carried it further. I mean, he was 10 yards beyond the secondary for Roosevelt.
And the wind is at Rifle's back here, so it could very well have blown that ball a little bit.
It was blowing south. Now it's blowing to the east. 13 seconds left in the first quarter, 7-0 Rifle, 3rd and 10.
The Rough Riders would have been burned badly had he connected
Rice
there.
Back to throw.
Same pass,
and it's intercepted. Picked off by Trevin Stadler.
And if he'd got a little more on it, it would have been a touchdown, but he underthrew Webb that time, and that was a nice recovery by the Rough Rider defender.
So 3 seconds left. There's the first turnover of the game. Rice pick. Same play, except
covered a little better and under.
And Webb breaking the other way, breaking to his right rather than the left. Stradler recovered and got the pick.
And the entire offensive unit comes jogging onto the field. I haven't noticed if they're two plus pending.
Hand off left side to Sanchez, and he's dropped for a loss. Maybe he got a yard. They're going to give him a yard. And that will bring the first quarter to an end. One quarter play in the books in this first round playoff game. The Rifle Bears leading Roosevelt 7-0. This is KMTS. Bear Stadium, Rifle High School, Ron Milhorn and Jack Jabor. First quarter in the books. Rifle Bears leading Roosevelt 7-0. A 14-yard touchdown run by Brandon Kittle. Now we're switching sides. Roosevelt with the ball on a second down and 8. Roosevelt with an interception. Trying to cash in here. Hand off to Semler. Semler following his blockers. Gets across the 35 to the 36-yard line. That'll bring up 3rd down and 5 for the Rough Riders.
Rough Rider ball turned 5 from their own 35.
Winner of this game will take on the winner of the Windsor Holy Family game. Battle Mountain and Devlin playing at 2:30 this afternoon down the front range. 3rd down and 5. Big down for the Rifle Bears defense. Man in motion. Urban, die play, right side. And Roosevelt just using their big, strong offensive linemen to try and open holes. And Rifle holding their own.
Juan Sanchez with a carry brought down by Tony Buford.
It's going to bring up 4th down. And they're going to call for a measurement. Judging by the placement, I think he's got the first down. Chain gang comes over. Stretch it out, and he's got it by a link of a chain. Got you covered. Invite you to celebrate the season with generous rebates on select styles of Hunter Douglas window products through December 12th. Get rebates up to $300 plus additional federal tax credits up to $500 on select honeycomb shades. For all the details, call Got You Covered today, 945-4010, 945-4010. 1st and 10 Rough Riders, 7-0 Bears. Back to throw, and a quick pass is caught at the 50, and Marcus Holguin carries it up to the Rifle Bears' 41-yard line. Spencer Urban, an unusual throwing style. Almost a sidearm. Just slings it up there. They mark the ball at the 42-yard line of Rifle. Now Urban in the shotgun. Takes the snap. Hands it off to Sanchez. Sanchez over right side. And gang tackling by the Rifle Bears. Holds Sanchez to a 2-yard gain. 2nd down and 8 from the 40 of the Bears. 7-0 Rifle, 10:44 to go in the first half.
First pass attempt by Urban today.
Now Semler gets the call. Sweep on the right side. Breaks a couple of tackles. Boy, he just bulls his way forward. Kittle.
Joshua Semler with the carry. Brought down by
cut him down Kittle. And made the tackle. And Semler, a big sophomore. carries up to the rifle 37 yard line.
Up right at third and one.
Sorry, the 34. Third down and about a yard and a half to go for Roosevelt. 7-0 rifle, 10 minutes to go in the half. Urban, the quarterback, comes in with a play. Double checks with the coach. And here we go, under center. And a flag is thrown. It's going to be a delay of game.
Oh, boy.
There was some confusion, and Urban looking over to the coach, double checking on the signals. That took too much time. So instead of a third and a yard and a half, it's going to be third and more than six.
And that's a big penalty at this point of the ball game.
Bears lead 7-0.
Overstating the obvious, but from third and a little under two to third and seven. That changes your strategy. Of course, you're in four down territory here.
Urban on a keeper. Urban bowls his way forward, and I think he has the first down.
Roger Urban carrying the ball brought down by Javier Nunez.
Nunez on the tackle for Rifle.
That may have even been the play they would have had called at third and two or third and one, but it worked a lot better there as the Bears weren't anticipating anything from the quarterback.
Carried up to the 32-yard line of Rifle.
There is discussion again.
And timeout.
They're going to call for a measurement. Again, last night, a couple of games played in 3A. Silver Creek got past Palmer Ridge 28-24. Looks like by the placement, it's going to be maybe short by about an inch. And then Lewis Palmer beat Vista Ridge, upset there, 39-33. Still no indication. It is fourth down and a chain link.
Well, you might see Urban again.
Single back is Sanchez. Similar slot left. Keeper by Urban. I think they moved early.
Yeah, they did, and there's a flag and another flag. Yeah, that's ridiculous because it was one of the guards that moved, and why would you move?
It was the right guard.
You know, it's a quarterback sneak, and yet the man with the ball was still standing there when the guard went piling forward. Another inexplicable penalty.
So brings it back. Same spot, fourth down and six. And Coach Easton says, doggone, I'm bound and determined to go for this thing. We're going to make a first down one way or the other.
Will it be Urban again? I doubt it. They may try to get wide.
Double slot, man in motion. They fake the pitch. He's going to throw. Sets up, fires, caught for a first down. That is number one, C.J. Holly. Boy, that was a nice, crisp pass from Urban to Holly. Holly, the little curl-in pattern.
And the quarterback, very calm, you know, put out the fake, hid the ball on his hip for a moment or two, waited for the man to come uncovered. Well executed. Gain of 13.
Up to the 25-yard line of the Bears. 7-0 Rifle. 8:57 to go. First half. First and 10, Roosevelt. Similar in motion. Keeper by Urban. Follows his backs, follows his lineman, gets across the 20 to the 17-yard line.
Quarterback draw brought down by A.J. Cordova.
Gain of 8. I think they gain a 7, second and 2. They mark it at the 18.
Second down and 3 at the Bear 18.
Second and 3. 7-0 Bears. Robinson Semler in motion. Fake the pitch. Quick throw. It is caught by Holly. He slips and falls and slams the ball to the turf in frustration.
For Holly is complete for no gain.
When Urban got smashed, he got was down on the ground for a moment, but he's up and walking over looking for a signal. But he doesn't look all that good. He's a little wobbly.
Bye-bye, sunshine. Quickly disappears behind the clouds. A little breeze kicking up. The temperature falling. 7-0 Bears, under 8 minutes to go in the half. Similar in motion. Dive play to Sanchez. Nowhere. Rifle Bears, gang tackle. They're all over him. And first in there for Rifle.
And here we are, fourth down again. He lost a couple.
Zach Bear, B-A-R-E.
Brought down by Hugo Ruelas.
And Ruelas also in on the tackle. Fourth down, another fourth down situation for Roosevelt.
And that is, let's see, how many of these? One, two, that's the third one in just the last few minutes.
Urban under center, man in motion, fake the pitch, rolls to his right, throws, is incomplete! Incomplete, bobbled several times by Juan Sanchez. He would have had a first down easily at the 10. He bobbled it three or four times and slams the turf in frustration.
Yeah, and that bobbling is what allowed one of the rifle players to finally catch up with him and hit him and make sure he wasn't able to, because it looked like he was going to eventually gather it in, and it would have been a first down. What a big play that turns out to be with 7:13 to go in the half.
Adam Rice comes in with a play. 7-0 Bears.
Because that was going to work. Sanchez was open.
Yep.
He had the first down, and he just couldn't get a hold of it.
Kittle slot right. Muller the lone back. Roosevelt shifting on defense up front. Hand off to Muller up the middle. Muller breaks a couple tackles, spins forward to the 25, to the 26-yard, make it the 27.
You know, Muller and Kittle shared the ball pretty well in the first quarter. Four carries for 42 yards for Muller, five for 57, including the touchdown for Kittle. But look for a big dose of Ryan Muller here. That's what they did against Glenwood last week, is when they'd be in this kind of situation, quite a bit of time on the clock, and wanting to chew a bunch of it up, they just went again and again to the big horse.
Gain of 8, second and 2 for the Bears. They lead 7-0. Rice under center. Man in motion. Hand off to Ryan Muller. Breaks a couple of tackles. Flag is thrown from the defensive backfield.
With the carry brought down by Trevin Sattler.
And it is a face mask against Roosevelt. So tack on another 15.
So a gain of 9 after his initial gain of 8.
With fans breaking out the heavy coats now. As the wind starts to kick up.
Rifle so far had the one penalty, which occurred on the 1 yard, or excuse me, the 4 yard line, but did not deter them from getting into the end zone. But meanwhile, Roosevelt has had three of them this quarter, two of them on critical fourth down and short penalties, and then that one really helping Rifle out.
Evidently, it was an incidental face mask, so not the personal foul.
Okay, so just 5 yards.
About the 41 of Rifle, 7-0 Bears lead, 6:28 to go first half. Rice hands it out to Muller, right side. No, it's Kittle. Kittle picking and choosing his way and gets across the 50. He's hit out of bounds and a flag is thrown. That one's a personal foul indeed. That was a stupid play. He was well out of bounds, already on the ground, and he got drilled in the helmet. Brandon Kittle. Yep, personal foul. Roosevelt tacking another 15. 7-0 Bears. A couple of nice runs by Muller and Kittle. And a couple of silly fouls by...
That was a 12-yard gain for Kittle. And then you tack 15 onto that, which they haven't done yet.
And they're going to march it up to the...
Rifle's already called their play.
At the Roosevelt 37-yard line.
And so they're at the line of scrimmage, and Roosevelt's still backing up. See if they can take advantage of that.
Kittle and Muller in the backfield. Kittle with the carry. Kittle, left tackle, breaks a couple tackles, gets across the 30. And carries up to the 27-yard line. Bears lead 7-0, 6 minutes to go, first half. First round playoff game. We have some scores from around the 3-8 brackets coming up at halftime. Rice keeping his hands in that hand warmer around his waist. It's getting chilly. Second and 6 for the Bears. Hand out to Muller. Muller breaks tackles. Muller to the end zone. He's going to make it. Touchdown, Rifle. Ryan Muller from the 27-yard line takes it to the house. Boy, the blocking has just been outstanding for Rifle, as it has all season.
It just, they're not big, but they're quick. They get hats on people, and they stick with their blocks. Gutierrez on for the extra point. Snap, placement, kick is up, and right down the middle. With 5:30 to go in the first half, it is rifle 14. Roosevelt, nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium, Rifle High School. The Rifle Bears know the 14-0 lead over the Roosevelt Rough Riders. It's first-round playoff game, 5:30 to go, first half. Ryan Muller, a 27-yard touchdown run on a second down and six.
Well, the only thing unusual about that drive is, again, they went 81 yards, but it only took them a couple of minutes. That's generally, it takes a little longer, but they were getting some help with the penalties there, as well as some excellent running by Kittle and Moeller.
Stadler and Molinar deep to receive for Roosevelt. Short kick, pooch kick. It's going to drop at the 30 and bounce out of bounds.
Kick went out of bounds.
So Roosevelt will get the ball at their own 35-yard line.
Unless they decline it, which we saw in the Glenwood game a couple of weeks ago. And I had seen that very rarely.
Yeah.
Those teams just happily take the ball at the 35, and that's what Roosevelt's going to do.
Entire Rough Rider team over to Coach Easton.
Yeah, that's
motivated and the play.
That's why I thought they were doing a two-platoon system, is because all of these guys come jogging on the field.
Yeah. Big old lineman gets set. Spencer Urban, the quarterback, under center. Three backs now. That triple option. Handoff, sweep right side to Semler. Semler brought down from behind.
Joshua Semler.
That was Cody Buford on the tackle. Buford, honorable mention, all Western Slope last year as linebacker. He's a junior as well, but just a great junior class for the Bears. Gain of 5, second and 5. Pitch play, this time going the left side. Sanchez, he's cut down. Coming in to make the tackle, Ryan Muller. Buford also in on the tackle. Bears are very active. Very quick to the ball. Gain of 2, it's going to bring up third down and 4.
Interesting so far, you know, just looking at the stats, the leading ball carrier, Christian Kratz, and he's touched it about twice here. They've been going with Sanchez, who's actually their third leading carrier behind Holcomb.
Roosevelt with the ball on their own 41-yard line, 14-0 Bears. Urban under center. Die play over the middle, and boy, Sanchez goes nowhere, maybe a yard. That's going to bring up another fourth down situation. We'll see if Coach Easton has the courage to go for another one.
It's fourth and just a couple.
But, yeah, in their own territory.
But trailing by 2 touchdowns.
Nope, they're going for it.
I guess. And remember, they sort of faked it the last time. They
did the fake pitch and then the quick kick.
Yeah, pitched that ball to to actually Semler.
Coach Nolan Easton's got confidence in his big horses up front. So Urban with a 4th and 2. Rough Riders with their own 43.
I'll see. Semler there's 34.
There's
the
almost
guy.
Jumped.
And that's what
hard count.
To do.
Yeah, he's trying to draw him off with a hard count, and then he calls timeout. So
they're going
to
kick. It was worth a try.
Yeah, why not? We'll take a timeout as well. 14-0 Bears, 3:47 to go. First half, this is KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium here at Rifle High School. Ron Milhorn and Jack Jamore. Glad you could join us here on KMTS. We're going to be following the Bears as far as they go. Hopefully to the state championship. 3:47 to go, first half. 14-0 Rifle. Touchdown runs by Brandon Kittle and Ryan Muller. Now the Rough Riders, after a timeout, tried to draw the Bears offside on a hard count on a 4th and 2.
And it's just interesting to me that Holcomb, who's their leading ball carry, he carried twice on the first series, and we haven't seen him since. So I don't know if he came in with it. Well, no.
No,
they're
going to go for it. Coming out, Urban, under center, Semler in motion. Pitch play to Semler, and he's going to
kick
a quick kick again. This time a much better result as it takes a Rough Rider bounce. To the 10, no, right to the 11-yard line.
And it was the same thing they did before. They pitched it to Semler going right, and he just punched it with nobody back there to take the punt.
You know, at some point, they could do that and throw a quick pass.
Well, of course,
so you've got to honor that.
Henry Hill did that, not in a fourth down situation last week, and had a 74-yard touchdown pass for the Demons to help them make that game close last week.
14-0 Bears, 3:38 to go, first half.
Had not seen a successful halfback pass like that since junior high.
Rice under center, first and 10 from their own 12. Well, Mahler drops it, picks it up, and is brought down by Semler. That was a lucky break for the Bears. It just bounced right back up in his hands as they fumbled on the exchange.
No gain on the play, remaining second and 10.
No gain. Second down and 10 for the Bears. Got to be careful. They're at their own end. With the middle of the field, I mean, there's hardly any green. There's some patches, just dead patches.
Mahler now with 86 yards on 8 carries. So he's averaging 10 yards a carry.
That's his season average. I formation. Now they shift. Tight end to the right. Kittle slot right.
This is where
Rice hands off.
Taylor Webb.
Taylor Webb, and Webb didn't get much.
This is about the place on the field where they dumped the ball off to Taylor Webb right over the middle, and he went a good 75 yards with it to set up a touchdown last week against Glenwood. Worked then, might work again. Of course, with 220 and a 2-touchdown lead, they may choose to just be conservative here and run the ball.
Third down and 8 for the Bears. They're on 14-yard line. They lead 14-0. Rice hands off to Mahler. He's brought down at the 16, and the Bears will punt it away.
Brian Mahler with a carry, brought down by Andrew Tova.
During warm-ups, Coach Damon Wells was out with his special team, his kickers and punters, and Gutierrez kicked one 60 yards with not much wind at his back.
Well, he got a couple last week, 30 plus. He's got a great leg.
Yeah. Hey, folks, don't forget we got a concession stand.
Fourth down and 5. Bears will punt it away. They lead 14-0. 2:05 to go.
And of course, he's in the first half also.
Yeah.
You know, they switched to Peralta in the second half, kicking off, not the extra points last week. And he kicked the touchback every time for Rifle.
Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches, wraps, salads, and take and bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy. Compliments of Sunshine's Deli in Glenwood Springs on the way to Ski Sunlight. Next to Mountain Market for a sunny tummy, call Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303, 945-1303. Why accept the ordinary, whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries? Come to Soper's Lighting for great savings throughout the store. Soper's Lighting supports high school football.
Boy, with this wind, it's actually colder here than it was last Friday night.
There, Wagler's the punter.
You know, he ran the ball for a 29-yard touchdown last week in on the end around.
Wagler takes the snap at his own 3, gets the ball away, and the wind holds it up. It's going to take a bounce for Roosevelt, and the Bears there to quickly down it. Good field position for Roosevelt.
I think we'll see him throwing the football here unless they decide to run a draw play or something. Try to cut this lead in half here.
14-0 Bears, 2:04 to go, first half. Ball at the 38-yard line of the Bears.
He's used 3 different receivers so far, has Spencer Urban. And does have 11 touchdown passes against only 4 interceptions on the season.
Semler in motion. They fake the pitch. Rolling to his right is Urban.
Got a man.
And sidearms it and overthrows his intended receiver, Mark Rios.
Rios is their leading receiver on the season. And he was completely open. Would have been first down. But fortunately for the Bears, too much on it.
Second down and 10 from the Bears, 38. 14-0 Rifle, 2 minutes to go in the half. Urban under motion, under center.
Wouldn't be surprised
takes
to see
the dive,
same thing.
Keeps
oh,
it. Now
option.
He pitches it. It's on the ground, picked up by Semler. And a flag is thrown.
Well, that was lucky for Roosevelt. That was, he got his arms wrapped up and couldn't make the pitch.
Cordova in on the tackle, holding against Roosevelt.
Well, they are their own West enemies.
I was just going to say that.
Go ahead.
You just did. Yeah, they've really been hurting themselves with the mistakes. They've had several opportunities.
Several on offense, but of course the hit out of bounds was a big one against that helped the Bears on that last drive.
A 10-yard penalty marched against Roosevelt. It's going to bring up second down and 15 at the Rifle Bear 42-yard line. Let's see if Urban airs it out again.
Sounds like motion.
Takes the pitch, rolls to his right, throws to his left. It is almost picked off.
Great defense by Cordova.
Sanchez, the intended receiver. Cordova coming up along with Ruelas. Or not Ruelas, but it was AJ Cordova that was closest to.
Kellen Lee was also in on the
getting
play.
The pick.
But nice breakup. They hit the receiver just as the ball arrived.
Third and 15 for Roosevelt. Then at 41 to go in the half. They fake the pitch, back to throw. Urban runs it. And Urban is going to be brought down by Kittle.
Center Urban
brings up a fourth down.
Thought they might go to that draw play at least once on this drive, but that was kind of in desperation.
Carried up to the 34-yard line of Rifle. Fourth down and six.
Okay, so they've had the ball now since the 2 minute mark. They've run five plays and they've gained 4 yards.
Coming up on the 1 minute mark here and a half, 14-0 Bears. Holly is wide left and we've got timeout rifle. Minute 3 to go, first half. Bears lead 14-0. This is KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium, Rifle High School, first round playoff action. And the Rifle Bears leading Roosevelt 14-0 with a minute 3 to go first half. Bears called a timeout as Roosevelt is going to go for it here on fourth down and 6.
They haven't tried a straight drop back pass yet. Everything's been off of play action, which, of course, the Bears aren't buying at this point of the quarter.
Sanchez alone back. It's been the workhorse running the ball so far for the Rough Riders. Semler in motion. Fake the pitch, rolling to his right, and a deep drop. It's a screen play. Oh, it's on the pick off!
53, I think.
That is... Was it Buford on the interception? The ball was chipped. It was intended for Holguin. And Spencer Urban, his passes have been a little off the mark. So each team now with one turnover. Bears take over first and 10 on their own 33-yard line. Have to double check, make sure we credit the right person with the pick. Here's a pitch play to Muller. Muller's got running room, got some blockers, 40, knocked out of bounds at the 45-yard line of Rifle. First and 10 Bears.
Result of play is a Rifle first down.
52 seconds left. Bears with two timeouts remaining.
10 at their own 45.
Going wide left is Aaron Wagler. Pitch play to Muller, left side. Dodges one man, gets a block. Muller to the 50. And to the 48 of Roosevelt. Clock continues to run, 40 seconds, 39, and a timeout called by the Bears. They have one timeout left, 37 seconds left, 14-0 Rifle. This is KMTS. Back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. 14-0 Bears lead the Roosevelt Rough Riders. First round playoff action, 37 seconds left in the first half. And the Bears are in their second timeout. They have a second down and 4 from the Rough Rider 49. Coach Damon Wells.
Well, they may try a pass off here. Taylor Webb generally their most effective receiver, but
the shift, Kittle and Mullen in the backfield.
Rice 1 for 3. Cordova is often the deep threat.
Rice hands off. It's Muller, breaks a couple tackles and slips and falls across the 40 to the 38 of Roosevelt. And rifle quickly up to the ball. First and 10 Bears as they move the chains.
And they're already ready to go. The chains aren't even set.
Now we've got a quick spike by Rice to stop the clock. Clock will stop with 31 seconds. There's a line up in that bunch formation at four receivers to the right. And Rice quickly spiked the ball. Gutierrez warming up the leg.
He can do it.
He
can. They've got a timeout left. That's what they may be aiming for here, to get close enough to give him the shot.
He's got the pink cleats on. Off the 37 of Roosevelt. Second and 10. Rice. And they shift. That was an illegal shift. Had three guys moving. Rice going to throw it. Coach Damon Wells looking quizzically at his quarterback saying, what were you doing?
I'm surprised they let him finish the play.
I know. Wait a minute. They had three guys going in motion when they snapped the ball. 5-yard penalty. It'll bring up second and 15.
Doesn't hurt the Bears, really. I mean, it does in that it makes a longer field goal attempt, but it does stop the clock, allow them to call a play without.
So it'll bring the ball to the.
One of the officials hasn't picked up his flag yet. There he goes.
Ball at the 44 of Roosevelt. 14-0 Bears. 25 seconds left in the half. Rice under center. Looks over the D. Kittle is slot right. Muller the lone back.
Uh-oh. Two men in motion again.
Yep. Rice hat net. No. Yeah, they did it again. Muller with the carry across the 40, and they're going to bring it back another five.
Rifle flag for illegal motion.
Boy, all of a sudden, Rifle just can't stand still.
Brandon Kittle with his palms up saying, Coach, I don't know what's going on. It's Webb and Kittle both shifted at the same time.
And it'd have been okay if they'd waited just a moment for them to get set, but they didn't.
Bears lead 14-0, but now going backwards, and this is going to be well out of Gutierrez's range. Rice gets the play. Second down again. This time it's second and 20.
Might see a screen play and hopes that it'll get close enough.
Nope. Hand out to Kittle. Sweep. Kittle breaks a couple of tackles. Got past, got up to the original line of scrimmage, maybe a little beyond. That'll bring up third down and about 9. 8 seconds, 7 seconds, 6, 5, 4, 3, and a timeout call. That's the last timeout for the Bears. 3.8 seconds left. I think it'll just take a shot at the end zone. 14-0 Bears. This is KMTS. 3.8 seconds left in the first half. Bears lead the Roosevelt Rough Riders 14-0.
And if you're thinking about a field goal, it'd be a 56-yarder. Gutierrez did kick a 45-yarder to beat
Battle Mountain.
Battle Mountain, yes.
I've heard conflicting stories. Seconds. I've heard 48, heard over 50. Here we go. We're going to go for it. And Kittle, it's a pitch to Muller. Muller hiding that ball. And Muller carries up to the 21-yard line. That's as far as he gets.
Well, they fake the reverse to Wegler going the other way. And a nice big gain, but that's about all it is. I didn't even spot where they ended it.
The 21.
Okay. So an 18-yard gain.
That's the end of the first half. First round playoff action. The Rifle Bears leading the Roosevelt Rough Riders 14-0. This is KMTS.
And the Wolverines of Michigan, 67. The Illini of Illinois.
And we're back to Bears Stadium, Rifle High School. Ron Bellhorn and Jack DeBoer here on KMTS. Halftime. The Rifle Bears leading the Roosevelt Rough Riders 14-0. Rifle scored in the first quarter with 5:13 to go. Brandon Kittle, a 14-yard touchdown run, is after a couple of penalties, drove the Bears back on a second and 13. from the 14-yard line, and Kittle, nice sweep to the left side, got some great blocking, and he's just spinning the end zone for the touchdown. Gutierrez's PAT was partially blocked, but it managed to skip over the crossbar, and it was 7-0 rifle. Roosevelt had their opportunities, several opportunities in this game, especially in the second quarter, but stalled by mistakes. Some penalties, a couple times they went for it on fourth down. They were deep in rifle territory but could not convert. Bears ended up scoring in the second quarter, 5:30 to go in the second. Ryan Muller, a 27-yard touchdown run on a second and six. PAT was good, 14-0 rifle with the lead, and that's where we stand here at halftime. 14-0 rifle, and the winner of this game will play the winner of the Windsor Holy Family game. And Holy Family, a newcomer in 3A, they were a 2A team for a long time. They're trailing Windsor at halftime 21-0. We'll give you some other scores in the bracket here in just a moment. But 14-0 our score here, rifle over Roosevelt.
Well, nothing really surprising about this ball game so far, except that maybe it's the rifle defense being able to really close down the supposed potent running game of the Roosevelt Rough Riders. They had a pretty successful first quarter where they mounted a drive, but you already kind of went through what happened to that drive, and they broke a couple of decent plays in that quarter. But in the second quarter, Rifle pretty much handled them, and at halftime, the Bears have gained 213 yards on 21 carries. And just two less carries, 19 carries for Roosevelt, just 77 yards. So the Bears being able to do what they like to do. Of course, they also, each team has an interception at halftime. So not really a whole lot going on in the passing game. Roosevelt didn't attempt to pass in the first quarter. And then Spencer Irvin was 3 of 7 with that pick, which I thought was Cody Buford. He was the one hopping up and down, but maybe he was just excited for a teammate. And anyway, Moeller doing what he does very well, 12 carries, 126 yards, and a touchdown. Brandon Kittle also averaging over 10 yards a pop, 8 carries, 83 yards, and a touchdown. Adam Rice is 2 of 5 with the one interception for 20 yards. And 8 first downs for the Bears to 6. A couple of fumbles by Rifle, but both of them bounced right back up into, I believe it was Ryan Muller both times.
Yeah.
And so they haven't hurt. The penalties, the Bears have been penalized a little bit more, 4 times for 35 yards. I take that back, 5 times for 40 by Roosevelt. I was looking at their first quarter. They had no penalties, and then 5 of them in the second quarter, which is when things really kind of blew up on them, both offensively and defensively. The Bears were trying to push to get another score. They got one right at halftime, a 32-yard field goal from Gutierrez last week against Glenwood, but weren't able to get close enough, partially because of some penalties of their own. They kept going backwards a little bit there right before the half. But a pretty successful half for Rifle. They'll take it. They'll take a repeat of it in the second half. Just keep pounding the ball, not having to go to the air, really. The wind may become more of a factor. It seems to be blowing a little harder, so whichever team is facing the wind, it isn't so much the passing game, because I don't think either team's going to do much of that unless Rifle scores again and puts Roosevelt in a passing, desperate situation. But it might affect the kicking game quite a bit, which could affect field position. So we'll see if that turns out to be important in the second half.
14-0 our score, Rifle leading here at halftime. Some other scores in the 3A bracket at halftime. Canyon City, the number one seed, leading number 16 Frederick 6-0. Windsor leading Holy Family 21-0 at half. Palisade defeated Evergreen 35-27, a defensive stand for the Bulldogs. So the Palisade Bulldogs move on to the quarterfinals, and they'll play the winner of the Kennedy Mountain View game. Right now, Kennedy leading that game at half, leading Mountain View 34-19. And again, games that were played last night: Silver Creek beat Palmer Ridge 28-24, and Lewis Palmer upsetting Vista Ridge 39-33. We saw Lewis Palmer last year
against Glenwood down in Colorado Springs.
Well, that's a lot of points for playoff football.
But
of course, the first round is always a little different, but still, you know, you think teams that have gotten this far have got excellent defenses, kind of like what we're seeing out here today. You know, even though the Bears have been able to run the ball, they've still had to work for it. They've broken a couple of big plays, but, you know, 39 points, 35 points by Palisade against Evergreen.
Yeah.
That's impressive.
Battle Mountain and Devlin, they kick off in just a little while. They kick off at 2:30.
What, you mean it's not 4 o'clock already?
Look at I know.
Gloomy and breezy out here.
In 2A, the Western Slope team, two Western Slope teams, Olathe, no score in that game. Olathe and the Academy, it should be a pretty good game, 8 versus 9, a game being played just down the road in Olathe. The Aspen Skiers, remember this, making this trip to Eaton a couple of years ago in 07. Eaton leading Aspen 21-6 at halftime. Other games is Kent Denver and Pagosa Springs, Faith Christian and Platte Valley, Trinidad and Bennett, Florence, number 2, against number 15, Buena Vista.
Now, wasn't Windsor leading?
Yes, 21-0 over Holy Family at half.
And that would be the team that Rifle would face if
right.
they win this one. Well, the winner of that game, but it looks like Windsor's going to take care of business. They're a fifth seed, and they won their league.
Number 1, Brush leading Lamar 41-12. Actually, they beat Lamar.
2A, right?
Yeah, in 2A. So that gets you up to date on scores. Rifle Bears leading 14-0 here at halftime. And the Bears, just again to mention, their first Western Slope championship since 2002, first time undefeated since 2002, and a marvelous season. And we got to look at them against Olathe early in the year, and not that impressive.
Well,
either team was one of the lower offensive outputs for Ryan Moeller, 140-some yards, I think, on the ground that night.
Well, and he had about 90 in the third quarter. So, Rifle was really held down. Olathe's defense was all that it was cracked up to be in that ball game, and that's one of the things they've been riding to. Well, they're still in the playoffs now. So that maybe wasn't a fair judge. Last week was a little bit more impressive.
Yeah,
they handled a pretty good and improving and also young Glenwood team fairly well. And then Glenwood made a game of it. But at one point, it was, I think, 27-7 or something like that, 27-6 at half.
But, you know, don't talk to coaches or players about a moral victory. But, you know, Glenwood has to come away with that game with feeling pretty good about their future. They've got a strong sophomore class coming through the ranks. Henry Hill and Travis Lundeen and others. Rifle, on the other hand, they've got a stud, a lot of studs on the junior class, 17, 18 juniors. They're going to be seniors next year.
Seven seniors. Last week was senior night, of course, for Rifle, and I think just seven seniors. Of course, they continue to honor Austin Booth as part of that senior class.
Yeah.
You know, the unfortunate tragedy last year when he passed away, but as far as players coming back, just, you know, our players that won't be able to play next year, they're only losing seven off this team.
But, the West Slope's going to be, I kind of would expect, just making some preseason predictions, Rifle, Glenwood, and Palisade to be in the thick of things.
Yeah, because Battle Mountain looks like they're senior dominated with their skill players this year. So this is their shot.
The Bears coming out, holding hands as they run onto the field to get warmed up for the second half. Getting warmed up is the key because it's getting colder by the minute. Halftime winding down, 14-0 Rifle leading the Roosevelt Rough Riders. You're listening to KMTS. Back up to this. And we are back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. Ron Milhorn, Jack Jabors, halftime winds down. Ooh, a little bit of sunshine trying to peek through the clouds.
Come on, son.
Yeah. 14-0, Bears lead. Teams back out on the field. Rifle, again, finished the season 7-0 in the league, 10-0 overall. One of the top scoring teams in the state, Battle Mountain, second place. With a 6-1 league record and a 1-point loss to Rifle. here at Bear Stadium. Palisade in third place. Palisade, by the way, won their game, their first round playoff game, beating Evergreen 35-27. Glenwood came in fourth place after a dismal start to the season. They beat Basalt and then got hammered by several teams, including Palisade and Battle Mountain, and then turned things around, won four in a row, and then lost the season finale to Rifle last week. Bears 6-4 last year, just missed the playoffs. In that season finale last year, a one-point loss to Glenwood. In 09, they were 4-6 overall, 3-5 in league play under Ryan Sokalski. In 08, 3-7 overall, 3-5 in Western Slope play under Bill Cassera and Anthony Alfini. In 07, they were 6-5, 5-3 in the league, lost first-round playoff to Falcon. And in 06, they were 8-3, 7-1 in the league. Damon Wells, first year as head coach. They had to go through some growing pains, and as Damon Wells went into administration, still the assistant principal. We're back in the coaching ranks, and he's got this program turned around. So the Bears will kick off. No, sorry, they're going to receive to start the second half.
And just to repeat, in that first half, the Bears 213 yards rushing on 21 carries, averaging 10 yards a rush. Meanwhile, 19 carries, 77 yards for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. Both teams about even passing. Adam Rice, 2 of 5 with a pick for 20 yards. Spencer Urban, 3 of 7 with a pick for 32 yards. So no advantage there, but the Bears definitely have the edge on the ground so far. And they will get the ball, and they will be going into the win, which, as we mentioned, if they have to punt, which they haven't done so far this game, could be a disadvantage.
There's the kick. Low kick. It's going to be taken at the one by Kellen Lee. And Lee,
Kellen Lee with the
good run up to the 29-yard line.
Yeah, you'd think, well, maybe you should have just let that go for a touchback.
Bounced up, and he had to jump up and get the rebound.
But he got a little bit of daylight there, and looks like actually to the
28. Yeah.
So he picked up 8 yards by not letting it go.
14-0 Bears. Here we go with the second half. Adam Rice under center. Kidlin Moeller.
Oh,
here we go.
Yep.
Musical chairs here.
Wow. Overloaded to the right side. See if they go a sweep left. You would not think so.
Man in motion. Hand off to Moeller. Nowhere.
All of that movement and shifting and a nice little option fake to the left with Kittle and Rice. And Ryan Moeller runs up the middle.
Senior linebacker Alex Davis on the tackle. Gain of 1 yard, 2nd and 9.
But this is what the Bears did last week, and they probably all season long. Just Moeller pounding that middle, and sooner or later, it cracks.
Harrison is wide left, double slot. No motion this time. Long count, handoff to Moeller at the middle. Moeller across the 30 to the 33.
Ryan Moeller with the carry.
And tackled by Daniel Camerell. Came to the 33-yard line. Third down and 5 for the Bears. 14-0 Rifle. Second half just underway. Bears going left to right. Rice under center. Now, big shift on. Tight end to the right. Kittle slot right.
All the blocking to the near side of the field.
Sweep.
There's the
around
end around.
The right side, and a flag is thrown. I think they got a piece of his face mask. Taylor Webb, his head kind of spun to one side. It is, no, holding against Rifle. Really?
Well, that's going to nullify what would have been a first down run. Yeah, I don't know why coaches continue to do that. They run to the near side where they've got not much room to maneuver.
Yeah, when your MO is speed, we're talking several players that are on the Rifles state championship track team.
But it all comes back. It doesn't make much difference as a 10-yard holding penalty.
You like the ball third down at your own 20.
Bears have
back
fifth penalty of the game.
Back at their own 20-yard line, third down and 20 for Rifle. 14-0 Bears. Roosevelt licking their chops here, looking to get the ball back in good field position. Kittle in motion, gets the sweep around the left side, has a few blockers. And Roosevelt able to chase him down. In on the tackle was Juan Sanchez. The Bears have to punt it away in their first possession of the second half.
Also on the tackle is Juan Sanchez. Brings it up fourth down.
Well, maybe it's Roosevelt that made the defensive adjustments here. We'll find out. Certainly the holding penalty killed any chance the Bears might have had there.
Wagler, back to punt, zone 10. Stadler, deep to receive, high snap. Wagler with a knuckleball, angling it out of bounds, taken at the 49-yard line. By Randy Molinar. So good field position for the Roosevelt Rough Riders. In Bear territory at the 48. 14-0 Bears, 9:53 to go in the third quarter.
So the wind really didn't seem to affect that punt much, but it went only 24 yards.
The sun trying to peek through the clouds. Bears fans stomping their feet. Hand off up the middle of Sanchez. Sanchez stacked up, but he gains about 4 yards.
He carried 10 times for 22 yards in the first half, and it doesn't look like, well, maybe he got three on that one.
Buford and Cordova on the tackle for the Bears.
But he has not been very effective. Their most effective runner has been Semler.
Second and seven. Hand off to Molinar, and Molinar wrapped up.
I just don't understand why they're running the guys they are.
Had a bad fumble, and the Bears recovered. Molinar was hit hard. The ball came loose, and the Bears recover. That is a second turnover for the Rough Riders.
And
the Bears have it at their own 46-yard line. I didn't see the ball come loose.
So the Bears actually gained 24 yards after punting the ball and the possession.
Did not see who recovered it. Rice under center, two receivers to the right, hand off to Muller, right side. And Muller carries close to the 50s at the 49. Bears lead 14-0, gain of four, second down and six. Make it gain of three, second and seven.
Well, this could be a fatal error for the Rough Riders. They had a great opportunity getting the ball on the Bears' side of the field, and you know they hand the ball to their two least effective running backs from the first half.
Yeah, where's Kratz been?
Yeah.
Double slot formation for the Bears.
Oh, my goodness.
Shift on for the Rough Riders up front. Long count for Rice. Kittle in motion. Hand off to Muller up the middle, and Muller has the first down for the Bears. And a flag is thrown after the play.
Might be a late
Roosevelt
hit.
Saying they have the ball.
Oh. Well.
But a flag was thrown before the supposed turnover.
Well, this will be interesting.
Rough Rider coaches jumping up and down, pointing their direction, and yeah, it's going to go Rifle's way. And Rough Rider coaches are livid. A face mask called against Roosevelt.
Well, see, if there was a fumble, it would be negated by that, I assume, by that face mask penalty. And it looks like it's a big one.
Nope, just
a 5 yard.
Yep.
But it is big if it did, in fact, cancel that fumble.
So that penalty brings the ball up to the 39 of Roosevelt. 14-0 Bears, 8:40 to go in the third quarter. Harrison wide right. Webb in motion. Hand off to Kittle.
Brandon Kittle with a carrier.
And Kittle, no gain, second and 10. Kittle with just under 1,200 yards rushing on the season to complement Ryan Muller's almost 2,200 yards, 2,198. Official timeout. If you think all realtors are the same, you've never worked with Sherrill & Company Real Estate. With a reputation of honest dealings and innovative thinking, call Sherrill & Company for all of your real estate and property management needs.
Cheryl and Company Real Estate, 625-4441, 625-4441. Second and 10 Bears, they lead 14-0. Under 8 minutes to go, third quarter. Muller the lone back, Kittle slot right. They fake the handoff, flag is thrown. Throw is complete to Muller to the 30, Muller to the 25, forced out of bounds. I think this is coming back.
Yep, there was a little bit of late motion by more than one rifle bear, and they did not get a chance to get set. Ball up to the 25, but it's going to come back to the 40 and probably back to the 45.
Well, this has been a problem last couple of series for the Bears.
Well, the thing is, they wait till you know the quarterback is in, well into his cadence before they shift, and then right as they're set, or prior to, obviously, the ball is snapped, and so therefore they don't have a chance to be set.
So now it's second and 15 for the Bears. Ball at the Roosevelt 45-yard line. 14-0 rifle. 7:46 to go, third quarter. Rice jogs in with the play.
What you wind up with is illegal motion, meaning you've got two guys in motion at the same time. You can shift a bunch of guys, but they have to be set.
Hand out to Kittle. Sweep left side. Flag is thrown.
And that'll probably be holding, I'm thinking, because it was thrown before he was tackled.
There is a flag on the play.
It is holding against rifle. 10 yards.
Boy, all of a sudden, the official's getting very involved in this game.
Yeah.
It's fairly quiet for a while. Rifle now with 25 yards of penalties just this quarter alone. That gives him 50 for the game.
Speaking of 25, it's going to be second and 25.
Mm-hmm.
And this time it comes back into Bears territory at their own 44.
And this is what happened to him right before the half. They were just going backwards all the time. Most of the time it was motion. And they've had one of those here. They've had two holding penalties. We were talking about Roosevelt being its own worst enemy. Right now, the Bears are not helping themselves.
Rice under center.
See if they throw the ball here.
Nope, hand off to Muller at the middle. Ryan Muller to the Roosevelt 49-yard line.
Roosevelt says, no, you're not going to pull us.
To the rifle 49, excuse me. Brings up third down and 21. 14-0 Bears. Coming up on the 7-minute mark here in the third quarter.
At this point of the season, you just don't expect so many penalties from, especially of the motion.
Wagler wide left. Rice pitches to Muller. They do the reverse, and Webb wants to throw it. And he does, and it's caught up. It's short of the first down. It was caught.
Cordova.
By Cordova.
Well, they pulled out the stops on that one in reverse.
They're saying the ball hit the ground, so incomplete.
Oh, that's too bad. And it is indeed coming all the way back.
And no replay in high school, thank goodness. We'd be here for 5 hours.
So it'll be fourth and 20.
Fans looking up. Jim Bell, of course, running the replay for Rifle Community Television. And they're saying, according to the replay, that he had it. But they don't go to the booth here in high school. Fourth down and 21. The Bears have to punt it away. They lead 14-0.
Well, the ball was plenty high. I mean, it wasn't like it was thrown low. So, I mean, he caught it right in his stomach, it looked like. So if it hit the ground, it's because he
good
didn't
snap.
Hold on.
No pressure. Good kick. High end over end.
Close to a tackle out of bounds there.
It's Trevin Stadler.
With the return.
Returned it a couple of yards. Coach Damon Wells still appealing to the referee. Still John with the ref. The ref turns and said, look, coach, play's over.
Doesn't matter now.
14-0 Bears, 6:36 to go in the third quarter.
There was a flag on the play.
Flag on the play. It's holding against Roosevelt.
Upright flag for holding on the return.
Oh, let's just do the referee yellow hanky dance here. So are they waiting until the team comes out and then marching it off? because that's where he returned it to, is the 32.
I'd like to see the foot marks for that. The referee yellow hanky dance.
Yeah.
That'll be coming up after the chicken dance on the Macarena.
I think it'd be more catchy if we called it the zebra.
Do the zebra.
Otherwise known as the zebra.
Okay, so with the penalty, it's going to bring the ball back to the 22-yard line of Roosevelt. 14-0 Bears. And here we go. Spencer Irvin, the QB.
The trouble with lots of penalties, it's like a pitcher in baseball walking a lot of people. Your defense gets a little, maybe, sluggish.
It's a reverse. And that is to Marcus Holguin, and Holguin carries across the 30 to the 31, first and 10.
I have not.
Maybe he's short by a yard.
I have not seen so many reverses, like I said, since junior high.
Gain of 9, second and 1.
Holguin carried just 2 times for 5 yards in the first half.
Molinar in motion. They fake the pitch. Rolling to his right is Urban. Sidearms it. Swing complete shot to Mark Rios, and Rios has the first down. Caught about 38, carries up to the 40.
Mark Riles brought down by...
an odd throwing motion by Urban.
Yeah, it's like his shoulder pads are too tight, and he can't get his arm up, and so he just kind of sidearms it like a shortstop, maybe coming across the bag.
Well, the right hash mark. They mark it at the 39 of Roosevelt. 14-0 Bears. Holly is wide left.
Interesting choice to throw on second and 1.
They do a little reverse again. Fake left, go right. Randy Molinar. Molinar for a short gain. Bears doing a good job not buying the fakes. In fact, that was a no gain. Second and 10. At the Rough Riders 39-yard line.
I don't understand why they keep going to this Molinar guy. He's carried the ball 3 times for a negative 3 yards. Meanwhile, you know, they
three in the backfield. Urban hands off to number 34, Josh Semler. A flag is thrown. 2 flags.
Yeah, that's the guy I thought they'd be carrying the ball, or Christian Kratz. 3 carries for 40 yards in the first half. This one's coming back, probably.
Block.
Oh, how can that be? You can't clip if you're on defense, can you?
A tackle below the... Wait a minute. No, it's got to be going against Roosevelt.
It has to be.
No, they're talking to Sanchez.
No, he's sending Sanchez back to the huddle.
That's an indication of a chop block.
Yeah.
Or block below the knees.
And, you know, it can be called against the defense if they cut down a blocker, I think. If somebody throws himself in the path of a blocker, they can call that. And I think that's probably what we've just seen.
The discussion is continuing with the referees. Now they're talking to rifle captains.
Yeah.
It is going against rifle.
Yeah, and that's what it is a defensive player will throw himself on the ground and roll into the legs of a blocker.
Boy, that gives...
And it is, that's a pretty severe penalty. You don't see it very often.
First and 10 at the rifle 49. 14-0 Bears, 5:23 to go, third quarter. Bears fans making some noise, stomping on the stands. Urban.
Let's see which team can kind of gather itself here. Both of them. Rifle now with 4 penalties this quarter.
The official still discussing things. I don't know what the holdup is.
And Roosevelt with a lost fumble and a couple of penalties of their own. So neither team really coming out halftime playing very well.
Here we go. Are we ready? Okay, they start the clock.
So is Urban under center. Defense or the Roosevelt offense that's going to take advantage?
Dive play right side. Sanchez goes nowhere. Second and 10.
And I still am mystified why they keep giving the ball to him. He's their third leading ball carrier. And yet he's been the main man today.
Javier Nunez on the tackle. Alex Copeland also in on the tackle.
That's 12 carries now for 25 yards for Sanchez. What has he done to merit, you know, 4 times more carries than anybody else on the team?
They fake the pitch. One to his left is Urban. He throws. It's
Oh, boy, just clanged off the chest of C.J. Hawley. He was wide open.
He heard his footsteps.
C.J. Hawley just bounced off his chest protector, third and 10. 14-0 Bears, 4:44 to go, third quarter.
Zach Bear was coming hard, and I think Mr. Hawley said, well, that'll be the day when I catch a ball. Is somebody going to about to crunch me?
Third and 10 for Roosevelt.
So it does appear to be the Bear defense that's settling in here.
Spencer Irvin takes the step.
Ball on the ground.
And the Bears have it.
And I think it was Bear again, B-A-R-E, number 44.
On the recovery, it's Cody Buford.
Oh, Buford this time.
Yep. Okay. Making the hit was Zach Bear. Bear made the hit. Buford got the recovery on a third and 10. Roosevelt just out-tricking themselves. Going to that fake pitch, and on that little motion there, he coughed up the ball. And the Bears are in the backfield, Bear and Buford. So first and 10 for the Bears. Third turnover of the afternoon for Roosevelt. 4:41 to go third quarter. Bears lead 14-0. Have the ball at the 48-yard line of the Rough Riders.
See the Bears
stand up the Muller. Breaks here. A couple tackles. 45 down to the 43.
If the Bears can survive this mistake-filled quarter, in fact, even score on this possession, whether they do it right here or they keep the ball into the fourth quarter and score, I think that'll settle this, the outcome of this ball game.
Gain of four, second and six at the Roosevelt 44-yard line. Rice runs into the play. Harrison wide right. Kittle slot right. Webb slot left. No, now Kittle goes in motion. Rice hands off to Muller at the middle. And Muller across the 40.
Well, he always gets a little bit more than you think. He looks like he's running upright, and then just before or as he's being hit, he seems to duck into the ground and drive forward for a couple of more yards.
He marked it right at the 40.
So he's now we got third and two. Picked up four.
Third and two for the Bears of the 40-yard line of Rough Riders. 3:28 to go. Hand off to Kittle. Left side. Follows his blockers. Has the first down. A second effort, able to drag the tackler with him, and gets the first down.
It's a slower developing play, although they went on first down, it appears.
Ball at the Roosevelt 38-yard line. Harrison now breaks out of the huddle, wide left. Webb and Kittle in the slot. Kittle in motion. Well, and offside, or motion against the rifle, jumping offside there.
Rifle flag, really the procedure, that'll back him up five.
Hugo Ruelas anticipating the count there. 5-yard penalty, first and 15.
Here we go, dancing again. Dancing to the zebra.
Brings the ball back to the 43-yard line of Roosevelt's. Bears up 14-0, 2:40 to go, third quarter.
I need a big rock to hold my papers down as the wind is really picking up here.
Kittle and Muller in the backfield. Now a shift is on.
And they've got to wait until they're set. This time they do.
And off to Kittle, right side, follows his blockers. And good defense by Roosevelt is... He's stacked up, brought down by Dylan Cunningham.
I don't think the Bears will attempt to pass into this wind, so they've just got to. They've still got third and a long way to go.
Strong wind blowing to the east.
Only a gain of two on that.
Second down and 13 for Rifle. They lead 14-0.
Is it? Oh, it is second.
Kittle in motion. Rice. Pitch play to Muller. Muller cuts it inside. And Roosevelt gang tackles it. Down across the 40 to the 39. That'll bring up third down and long. Third and 12. When the wind really kicking up now. Mercy sakes.
You can't blame Muller for trying to cut back there, but really he had some room if he'd have gone outside. cut back, he went right into the pursuit, and there was just nothing there.
Fans bundling up. If you don't know each other, get closer and start, become friends. Share some body heat. Those are old fans doing that. They brought lots of blankets. Third and 12 for the Bears.
But their blankets are hung over the back railing.
Right. Just noticed that.
I'm not really sure what that does for them.
Bears call timeout. We'll take a break. 58 seconds to go. Third quarter. Bears up 14-0. This is KMTS. Back to Rifle High School, Bears Stadium. Bears lead the Roosevelt Rough Riders 14-0. The colder it gets, the harder it becomes to pronounce all those R's. My lips are frozen.
The Roosevelt Rough Riders?
58 seconds ago, third quarter. Third and 12 for the Bears after their first timeout. Moeller behind Rice. Kittle to the left. And off to Kittle, right side on a sweep. Kittle to the 35, to the 30, stood up, short of the first down. Needed to get to the 28.
Well, there's no reason not to go for it here. Fourth and not much.
Fourth about three.
9-yard gain. Again, to the short side of the field, where there's not much room to run. It's almost like you're allowing the other team to have a 12th defender.
Bears going to go for it here, fourth and three. And the
well, if Ryan Moeller can't get 3 yards, I will be surprised.
Moeller, the lone back. Kittle, slot right. He goes in motion. Hand off to Moeller.
And he doesn't.
And they stack him up.
How about that?
And the Rough Riders take over on downs.
Ryan Moeller, that's
I mean, he's averaging 10 yards a carry. Not this quarter, however.
And the big, stout defensive line of the Rough Riders. Hold and take over on downs. 11 seconds to go, third quarter. Again, you got to figure this wind will play a factor. Roosevelt will be forced to run the ball. This wind really picking up as they switch sides.
Moeller's only gained 30 yards on 9 carries this quarter.
Urban hands off, left side. Number 19, Marcus Holguin, and Holguin with a first down run.
And he's their leading rusher, and that's only the fourth time he's touched the ball, other than he did catch the pass.
He got out of bounds to stop the clock. 4.8 seconds to go in the third quarter, and the ball marked at the 45 of the Rough Riders. 14-0 Bears. A scoreless third quarter. Official timeout as the Bears defenders. Cody Buford lacing up his cleats. Spencer Irvin, the quarterback, they're going to let the clock run down, and they do. So that's the end of the third quarter, a scoreless third. We go to the fourth quarter in this first-round playoff game. It's the Rifle Bears 14, Roosevelt nothing. This is KMTS. Back to Bear Stadium. Rifle Bears leading Roosevelt 14-0. We start the fourth quarter. Marcus Holguin with a big run for the Rough Riders into Bears territory.
And I just don't understand why they haven't used him before now. He seems to be pretty effective.
Carries up to the Bears' 40-yard line.
Gain of 15. On the last play, he gained 16.
Holguin, a senior, and Coach Nolan Easton decided he's going to put the game in the hands of his big offensive line. Holguin again, left side. Holguin barrels forward for a couple of yards across the 40 to the Rifle 37. Roosevelt. White uniforms. Black helmets, black numerals, kind of plain, a la Penn State. Sanchez, the lone back, double slot. Holguin is slot right, man in motion. Keeper by Spencer Irvin, the quarterback, and Irvin has a first down for the Rough Riders across the 30 to the Rifle 28.
Brought down by Dylan Lee.
14-0 Bears, fourth quarter just underway. Roosevelt with some momentum and moving the ball. And off sweep, left side, Holguin. Hurdles one tackler, dives across the 25 to the 24.
Marcus Holguin with carry. Just up on him, right there.
It's like snow over the book cliffs. Some threatening clouds to the west. It gets colder here.
Well, the Bears had an opportunity to put this
Holguin
team
again,
away.
Left side. Holguin has a first down. Holguin still on his feet, headed for the end zone. Balls his way forward. He's knocked out of bounds by Webb.
Yeah, Webb just kind of checked him out of bounds. Otherwise, he's in the end zone.
First and goal for Roosevelt.
It's hard to say. Rifle had a chance to put this game away when they had the ball about midfield, but they just couldn't get a first down, and now it appears as if it's going to turn into a
keeper by Urban. And Urban dropped at the one. Second and goal. They're scored in the first, scored in the second. Third quarter was scoreless. And Roosevelt knocking on the door, trying to cut the lead in half. Urban under center. Hands off to Sanchez. He's in the end zone. Touchdown, Rough Riders. With 10:01 to go. Make it 10 minutes exactly in the ball game. It is now 14-6.
Well, it's going to come down to that last 10 minutes. It didn't appear like it earlier in the
Mark
game.
Mark Rios on to attempt the extra point. Urban is the holder. Placement. Kick. It is good. With 10 minutes to go in the ball game, it is Rifle 14, Roosevelt 7. This is KMPS. We are back. Bears Stadium. We got ourselves a ball game. First round playoff action. The Rifle Bears leading Roosevelt 14-7. The Rough Riders finally get on the board. 10 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. A 1 yard touchdown plunge by Sanchez, Juan Sanchez.
And
that offensive drive really on the legs of Marcus Holguin.
Yeah, he got 56 of the 71 yards.
Ball blows off the tee. And Lincoln Schultz on to reset the ball. Deep to receive for Rifle. Kellen Lee.
And again, the win.
Kick is on the ground.
Now at the back of the Bears.
And catching it on the hop was Bailey Hoffmeister. Bears a good field position. Ball marked at the 36-yard line. Bears 36. 14-7 Rifle. Bears need a nice, sustained, time-consuming drive here.
Well, they were only able to pick up one first down. Offensively, they did get one on penalty, so two first downs in that third quarter. What they need is a bunch here.
Hand off to Kittle, left side. Kittle stacked up, short gain. Got to the 39. Gain of 3, second down and 7.
And Adam Rice has not been a factor throwing the football. Of course, that isn't one of the weapons the Bears count on, but it does every once in a while provide an element of surprise, and so far has not.
Rice fakes the handoff, rolls to his right, throws, caught by Moeller. Moeller has a first down.
There it is.
Just a little dump pass in the flats. And Moeller quick enough to get that first down and get out of bounds. 14-7 Bears. Moeller carries up to the Rifle 47-yard line. 9:23 to go in the game. Wagler's wide left. Moeller the lone back. Behind Rice, Kittle in motion. Hand out to Kittle, sweep to the left side. Gets a couple of blockers. Kittle to 50, 45, 40, 35. Little juke there. And finally brought out of bounds. And a flag should be thrown. No flag, though. And that was unsportsmanlike. You betcha. Dylan Cunningham tackled Kittle out of bounds. But that was not the call. It was unsportsmanlike. As Cunningham turned around and was a smart aleck. Had some words. You've been watching too much NFL, pal. That just cost your team 15 yards unsportsmanlike. That was just stupid. And you know Coach Easton is going to chew his butt. He turned and looked at Kittle and just said something. And Coach Easton says, who was it, Coach? Identified number three, Dylan Cunningham, just cost his team 15 yards.
Well, and you know, that sort of takes a spotlight off the nice run by Kittle, but Ryan Moeller just turned inside and just crunched someone that allowed him to get free. That wasn't the only block he got, but that one was certainly noticeable and effective.
Tack on the penalty, and that moves the ball up to the 12-yard line of Roosevelt. 14-7 Bears, 9:15 to go in the ball game. Moeller the lone back. Bryce, long count here. Hand off to Moeller up the middle. And Moeller pulls his way forward to the close to the 5-yard line. Was the ball, did the ball come loose? Was it fumbled? Roosevelt saying they have it.
There appears to be a pileup.
Rough Riders saying they have the ball.
Officials,
it is Rough Riders' ball.
They do.
Oh my goodness gracious. Oh. Wait a minute. Wait. Yeah, it is. Rough Rider ball.
Right about the 5-yard line.
We're going to mark it at the 6, actually. Boy, that would have been probably the decisive score had Rifle cashed it in. But now, Rough Riders, we've got some momentum and some confidence.
And a long way to go.
Yep.
The
94 yards.
And they're facing the wind.
8:55 to go in the game, 14-7 Rifle. And the Bears fans cheering on their defense to get the ball back and get a stop. Spencer Urban with three backs behind him. Handoff, Holguin. And Holguin spun around, gets to the 10-yard line. Tackle made by Cody Buford. Gain of 4, second down and 6 to the 10. Urban under center. Three backs behind him. Hand off to Holguin again, left side. Holguin trying to find some running room, and the Bears bring him down.
And a flag.
Moeller, and a flag is thrown.
If it's hold, it'll just be a half the distance, probably.
And it is against Roosevelt. Zach Bear, Moeller, get in the tackle.
You never know, but I do not think you'll see any passing unless it's just a desperate situation.
Yeah, Urban has not been on target today.
Well,
his receivers have dropped a couple of balls.
Yeah, he put one right in Holly's hands, and it just bounced out of there, like you said, like it was one of those pitchback machines.
Holding declined. So it brings up third down and 6.
That's probably a pretty good move because they really haven't shown the ability to throw the ball. And there was no gain.
8:20 to go. Man in motion. Urban to throw. And it is incomplete.
He threw it right in the back of one of the linemen.
Holly, the intended receiver,
who was being driven to the turf by his own man, who was blocking a Rifle defender, Cordova, I think. That was a strange-looking play. And that's, again, trying to pass into this wind. He threw a kind of a flat pass or a hitch pass, but nothing there, and they're going to have to kick. And
Moeller deep to receive around midfield.
Wegler got a couple of good punts off against this wind. He got them up high, and they carried fairly well.
Semler's the punter from his own end zone. High snap, very high, gets it away. Oh, terrible kick, end over end.
But right,
Moeller's
going to
let this one go. It'll be blown dead at the 42-yard line of the Roosevelt Rough Riders. And the Bears dodge a bullet there. Moeller's fumble at the 5 doesn't cost him. 14-7 rifle, 8-10 to go in the ball game.
In fact, here they come again. You know, again, credit the rifle defense. They just did not let Roosevelt get out of the hole.
Harrison wide right. Webb slot left. Kindle and Muller in the backfield. Webb in motion. Hand out to Muller, right side. And Muller across the 40 to the 39 of Roosevelt. Clock continues to run. 8 minutes to go in the game. Bears with two timeouts left. Roosevelt with all three. In the winner of this game, we'll take on probably Windsor. Windsor was leading 21-0 over Holy Family in half.
So that means it'll be a coin flip as both Windsor and Rifle playing at home this week to determine where
Rice, long count.
He fumbles
the ball, and it's recovered by Roosevelt. The flag, no, was it? No, those are yellow shoes. I thought it was a flag. And the fumble recovered by Mason Merrick.
Oh, my goodness. What a turn of events.
That is the third turnover procedure called against Rifle.
Yeah, gee, they're not going to accept that one.
What?
Oh, they called the procedure call
before
the fumble.
Wow. What a break. What a break for the Bears.
I think that's probably the happiest illegal procedure penalty the Bears have ever had called against.
First and 15.
Saving a turnover with 7:34 to go in the game.
Went off to Kittle. Cuts up, tries to make a cut. He slips and falls and loses a couple of yards. That's going to bring
up.
Actually, third down. That was second down. Now it's going to be third down and third and 15 now.
Yeah. Rice was pulling away. You know, maybe he heard the whistle, and maybe that accounted for him stopping and the ball being dropped, but what a break for the Bears. Even if they don't go anywhere here, they still get to punt the ball with the wind at their backs.
Wagler wide right. Rice rolling to his right.
He's got Wagler.
He's got Wagler in and out of his hands. He had him. He would have been short of the first down. At the 35, would have been about 3 yards short. But this ball, I'm sure, is hard as a rock.
Right, but he's wearing gloves, and it went right through him and hit him in the stomach.
So Wagler,
like, it was a tough catch. He was coming back to the ball, didn't have to reach for it. That's a tough drop.
Wagler has to punt it, and Stadler deep to receive. Pretty good punt.
Left-footed kick into the end zone,
and it's going to be a touchback. So Roosevelt will get it. Their own 20, first and 10. 14-7 Bears lead. 6:43 to go in this ballgame. First round playoffs. Winner to take on, more than likely, the Wizards of Windsor High School. It is very windy here in Rifle.
Rifle just in the second half, it's just they punted three times. Went for it on fourth down once and didn't make it, and they lost the fumble. So the offense has not been able to do much. Defense has been doing most of the work.
Urban hands off to Sanchez, and he's brought down for a loss. Tackled immediately by Zach Bear.
Tackled for a loss by Zach Bear.
Pretty substantial loss at that.
Loss of two, second and 12 from the 18. And Urban, he wants to throw. He's going to have to throw in the teeth of that 30-mile-an-hour wind.
Yeah, and that is a great advantage for the Bears.
Urban sends a man in motion, takes the pitch, rolls to his right, sets up, throws. It is caught, tackled immediately.
Again, that sidearm delivery, but
Rios with the catch.
He reached down about shin high to make the catch. Good catch.
Kittle makes the tackle.
Not much of a gain, no.
Pickup of about five, make it 6 yards, third down and seven. Big play here for the Bears defense. 5:40 to go in the game, 14-7 Bears. Urban checking with his receivers, calling an audible here.
Holguin in motion. A reverse. And breaking tackles there is Randy Molinar. Molinar short of the first down. Ooh, it's going to be very, very close. I think he might have it. He does. Molinar with a second effort there. A couple of spin moves. Broke a couple tackles. Got the first down right at the 30. Stops the clock as they move the chains. 5:25 to go in the game. 14-7 Bears lead. First round playoff game. And the Bears hang on. Holguin in motion. He gets the pitch. He's hit immediately and brought down. Driven to the turf. A.J. Cordova bringing the wood. My goodness, dropped him for a 5-yard loss. What a play.
That's a maybe a game saver.
A textbook tackle just drove him to the turf.
Cordova's just doing his job from his defensive end position, was in exactly the right position to nail that pitch.
Brings up a second and 15. 4:45 to go in the game. 14-7 Bears. Spencer Urban under center.
May go to the air again.
Takes the dive, rolls to his left, sets up, throws downfield. Brady's got a man. Oh, it's picked off, though. It's dropped. Almost intercepted by Taylor Webb.
Yeah, Webb, the ball was well thrown considering the wind.
Holly, the intended receiver, and it was Webb who was backpedaling and then closing in on Holly and jumped up and almost got the pick.
Yeah, it looked like he had it, I guess.
Third down and 15. 4:30 to go in the ballgame. Bears lead 14-7.
I think we'll see another pass here. It's the first time I've seen him throw the ball overhand.
The handoff to Sanchez. Nowhere. Sanchez. A 2-yard gain. That's going to bring a fourth and about 12. Ruelas and Copeland in on the tackle.
Okay, this is a big decision here. You let the Bears have the ball with 4 minutes to go. Kick into the wind. It looks like that's what Roosevelt's going to do. It's just too far to gamble, fourth and 12. But you never know.
Under 4 minutes to go in the game. Webb back to receive the punt. Semler with the kick. Pretty good punt. Webb takes it, drops it, and recovered by Rifle. Bounced in the hands of Kellen Lee. Man, oh man, that was a break. As Webb calling for the fair catch, and it bounced off his chest, and there was Kellen Lee to recover it. Got you covered. Invites you to celebrate the season with generous rebates on select styles of Hunter Douglas window products. Through December 12th, get rebates up to $300 plus additional federal tax credits up to $500 on select honeycomb shades. All the details, call Got You Covered today, 945-4010, 945-4010.
This is the first time the ball will be in Rifle territory in probably...
Hand up the middle to Muller. Muller, gain of about four. Across the 45 to the 46. 3:40 to go and counting. 14-7 Bears lead. Why accept the ordinary? Whether it's one lighting fixture or a house full of luminaries, come into Silver Sliding for great savings throughout the store. Silver Sliding supports high school sports. Second and six for the Bears. From their own 46-yard line. Harrison wide left, ball at the right hash mark. Ball continues to run, 3:14. Hand off to Kittle. Kittle breaks a couple tackles, and he's driven to the turf. Smacked down by...
He's looking for a referee to hand the ball to. He doesn't look like he's feeling too good.
He really got clobbered there. Lost a yard, third down and seven. Officials having a conference here. Timeout called. Roosevelt, we'll take a timeout as well. 3 minutes exactly to go in the game. Bears lead at 14-7. This is KMPS. Back to Bear Stadium, Rifle High School. The Bears leading the Roosevelt Rough Riders 14-7. And they put 8 seconds on the clock, so 3:08 to go in the game. Third down and seven for the Bears at their own 45-yard line. Bears had a chance to, they were close to putting up the decisive score. They put them up by two touchdowns, but Muller fumbled the ball at the five.
It's been back and forth. Bears hanging on here. Sweep. Kittle, left side. And Kittle spun around and knocked down, lost a yard. That's going to bring up fourth and long and the punting situation for the Bears. Again, running to the short side of the field. 3:03 to go in the ball game. Bears by a touchdown.
Timeout left, right.
And Roosevelt calls timeout. We'll take a break. 3:03 to go in the game. 14-7 Bears. This is KMTS. Bears have the punt underway. 3:03 to go in the game. 14-7 rifle.
Wegler has the wind at his back. His last kick went 46 yards and bounced into the end zone.
Stadler deep to receive. Good snap. No pressure. And the lefty gets off a
pretty good kick. Kicker.
Stadler picks it up at the 12 and brought down at the 12, driven down by three Bears tacklers, including Brandon Kittle. Also Lee Harrison in on the tackle. Gourmet coffee, hot and cold specialty sandwiches. Sounds good right about now. Wraps, salads, and take and bake entrees like lasagna and enchiladas. Brighten your day with a sunny tummy, compliments of Sunshine's Deli, Glenwood Springs, on the way to Sunlight Mountain Resort, next to Mountain Market. With a sunny tummy called Sunshine's Deli today, 945-1303.
Well, I think the Bears would have loved to have sustained a drive, but their second best choice would be to have the game in the hands of their defense with 2:53 to go.
14-7 Bears. Spencer Irwin, the quarterback, under center. Three receivers to the left. Quick pitch pass, and it's dropped. And was it a lateral?
No.
No.
Officials are incomplete pass. Incomplete all the way.
The slot man was Semler.
Second down.
He just dropped it. I don't think he would have gotten far. Second and 10.
Well, Urban coming into this quarter was 4 for 9. He's 1 for 4, so that makes him 5 for 13.
Bears fans stomping on the stands here, cheering on the defense. Shotgun formation for Urban. Fakes the handoff. No, it is a handoff. It's Semler. Semler, 20, 25, and he's hit hard and brought down. What a tackle. Great tackle by Kellen Lee. Giving up about 30 pounds.
He just cut him off at the ankles. And the fans appreciating that effort.
Gain of 7, third down and 3. Urban under motion, handoff to Holguin. Holguin has a first down across the 30. And he gets to the 33.
Marcus Hosey with a carry, brought down by Cody Hooper.
Well, the defense has been on the field a lot this quarter. Five first downs for Roosevelt to just 2 for Rifle this quarter.
2:20 to go in the game. 14-7 Bears. First round playoff. The winner likely play Windsor in the next round. Urban under center. They reversed it to Holguin. Holguin has... gets across the 35 to the 36. Referee gets knocked down. We'll bring up second down and 7 for the Rough Riders. Under 2 minutes to go. Semler in motion. They fake the pitch. Hand off to Holguin. Holguin brought down. Drop for a loss of a yard. That'll bring up third down and 8. Buford in on the tackle. Great tackles. He fought off the blocker. Still third and 7. I thought he'd maybe lost a yard. A minute 25 to go. Clock continues to roll. Minute 20. Roosevelt with one timeout left. Urban, Semler in motion. Urban rolling to his right. Wants to throw. Fires complete, and that is enough for a first down. As Marcus Holguin got out of bounds. A minute 10 to go. It is a first down for the Rough Riders.
And important that he did get out of bounds. Still a long way to go.
Good job by Urban to buy himself some time and find that receiver open underneath. A minute 10 to go. 14-7 Bears. It's nail-biting time. You want to chew through your gloves. Urban from the shotgun takes the snap, rolls to his left, sets up, sidearms it, and it's incomplete.
Definitely
intended
bounce
for C.J. Holly.
That pass looked like he was trying to skip a rock across a lake.
Exactly. And Holly had no chance to scoop that one up.
He's got a strong arm, but what a strange delivery.
Holly skipping off the field. Speaking of skipping, he's a little shaken up, holding his left leg. Second and 10 for the Rough Riders. A minute 4 to go in the game. Bears hanging on. How many close games have we called from this stadium? Especially the postseason
here. Coming after the quarterback.
In the shotgun. Three receivers to the left. Irvin takes the snap. Rolls to his left. Still running. Still running. Throws. Caught by Holguin. Gets out of bounds near midfield.
And actually, Cordova dropped off and covered Holguin on that play.
And the ball is going to be marked. Where did he go out of bounds? At the 48. Third down and 5 to the Rough Riders. 57 seconds to go. Bears hanging on 14-7.
So long as they don't give up the big play.
Urban's going to go under center this time. Sanchez, the long back, similar in motion. They fake the pitch, rolling to his right. Here he goes. He throws. It is intercepted. No, it's knocked down. Almost picked off by Kellen Lee. He came up, had it in his grasp, and it dropped. Otherwise, he had...
Here it is. This is the play right there.
C.J. Holly was open. There,
Roosevelt has 2 timeouts, but... the Bears will be able to kneel down and advance to the next round if they can stop 4th and 5 right here.
51 seconds left. This is the ball game right here. Urban under center. 4th down. They reverse it to Holguin. Holguin is going to be brought down. Short of the 1st down, and the Bears can take a knee. That is going to be a long drive back for the Roosevelt Rough Riders.
Strange play to run. 4th and 5, a reverse. Slow developing play like that.
The Bears can take the victory formation.
Picked up 2 yards, but
timeout rifle. And we'll take a break as well. 45 seconds to go in the ball game. Bears up 14-7. Looks like they're moving on to the next round. This is KMTS. Back to Bears Stadium, and Bears fans know that their boys can just take a knee and run the clock down.
Roosevelt does have 1 timeout.
14-7 our score. Bears leading with 45 seconds left here, and they bunch up, close the stance, and Adam Rice takes a knee. Roosevelt players reaching across and shaking hands, showing some good sportsmanship. Had some chippy play a couple times, but ...25 seconds.
Roosevelt not electing to use that final time.
Rice takes a knee, and that will do it. The Bears moving on to the second round. More than likely, they'll take on Windsor. We'll try and confirm that during the timeout, but our final score, rifle 14, and the Roosevelt Rough Riders, 7. You're listening to KMTS. Welcome back to Rifle High School, Bears Stadium. The Rifle Bears moving on to the quarterfinals as they hang on to beat the Roosevelt Rough Riders 14-7. Another defensive battle. We're expecting a high-scoring affair with 2 great running teams, but Rifle Bears did all their scoring in the first half. First quarter, 5:13 to go. Brandon Kittle, a 14-yard touchdown run. That was on a 2nd and 13 after a penalty. PAT was partially blocked, but it made it over the crossbar. 7-0, Rifle. Bears scored in the second quarter at the 5:30 mark. Ryan Muller, a 27-yard touchdown run. Gutierrez PAT was good, 14-0. And that was the score at the half. It was a scoreless third quarter. Back and forth they went. A lot of mistakes by both teams. But Rifle Bears defense, stout, on the field in a long time, but holding up. Did a great job shutting down that running game. Fourth quarter, Roosevelt able to gain some momentum.
and started handing out to Marcus Hogan, and he was the workhorse in that fourth quarter as he got the Rough Riders down in scoring position, and it was Juan Sanchez scoring on a one-yard touchdown run. The PAT was good, 14-7. That was at the 10-minute mark in the fourth quarter, so a lot of football still to play, and the Bears defense able to hold and come away with the win, 14-7. So the Bears will, this paper is blowing all over the place, wind really kicking up. Bears will move on to the quarterfinals, and they'll play the winner of the Windsor-Holy Family game. Right now it's Windsor 27, Holy Family 14 with 10 minutes to go in that game. Big upsets in 3A as number one Canyon City falls to number 16 Frederick 7-6. You believe that? And Kevin Schaefer says he thinks that's the first time that's ever happened, a 16 knocking off a 1. What a shocker. Canyon City falling to Frederick 7-6. So Frederick will move on and play the winner of Devlin and Battle Mountain. That game kicked off about 45 minutes ago. Devlin and Battle Mountain. Silver Creek again beat Palmer Ridge last night, 28-24. It was Lewis Palmer upset over Vista Ridge, 39-33. Palisade won. They beat Evergreen, 35-27. And Kennedy was leading Mountain View, 34-27. So that one's still in question. But again, Rifle moving on. They beat Roosevelt 14-7. Bears now 11-0 on the season, and they'll take on either Windsor or Holy Family next week, next Saturday, and we'll have that game right here on KMTS, wherever we are.
This game reminded me a little bit of maybe a middleweight or what's the next classification to a heavyweight? Not quite a heavyweight fight, but you know, a lot of blows being thrown, a lot of staggering going on, but no actual knockout punches. And one of the blows that wasn't stands out to me with about 7.5 minutes to go in the game. Remember the fumble that was not a fumble as Adam Rice dropped the ball.
Yes.
Coming out of the center, and Roosevelt recovered it, but the officials waved it off because it was a procedure call, and the Bears had several of those, especially in the third quarter. And then had another one, and this one worked really in their favor as the fumble was negated by the penalty, which caused a dead ball. And so, you know, not that Rifle did much with the possession, but it would have been just another chance for Roosevelt. But the Rifle defense was up to all the other challenges today. They did allow one touchdown. Came in the fourth quarter with 10 minutes to go as Roosevelt put together an 8-play, 71-yard drive in just under 3 minutes. And they got their one lone score. And, of course, Rifle had two in the first half, one in the first quarter and one in the second quarter, and the defense made it stand up. It was another good day for the Rifle running backs, both of them topping the century mark. Ryan Muller, 24 carries, 168 yards. But he was really contested in the second half. He had 126 yards at half. And in 12 carries, just 42 yards in the second half. The Bears managed just 4 first downs in that second half, and they also lost the ball legitimately on a fumble. So a tough second half offensively for Rifle, but the defense, as we keep saying, deserves the W for this game. Brandon Kittle carried the ball 17 times for 100 yards, so the Bear runners altogether 44 carries, 270 yards. Meanwhile, Roosevelt also ran the ball 44 times, but had 184 yards to show for it. Marcus Holguin, their leading carrier, 14 carries, 82 yards, and 77 of those yards coming in the second half. Why he wasn't used more in the first half, I'm not sure. Maybe the coaches will be questioning themselves. Adam Rice didn't throw much, 3 of 7 with an interception for 33. His counterpart, Spencer Urban, had to throw a little bit more in the fourth quarter, trying and did fairly well against the wind, but still 7 of 17 with a pick and a couple of near picks in the fourth quarter as the Bear defense was up for it, just 52 yards passing for the Rough Riders, who amassed 14 first downs to 12 for the Rifle Bears. But this wasn't a game that was won by the offense at all. 4 fumbles by the Bears, 1 lost. 2 fumbles, both lost by Roosevelt, who wound up with the 3 turnovers for the ball game, 2 for Rifle. Turnovers really didn't seem to decide it. Penalties didn't really decide it. I think you've just got to give the kudos to the Rifle Bear defense here. The offense did enough to get them a lead, and the defense held on to it, and now Rifle is advancing. Next week, we don't know whether they'll get a home game or not. It'll probably come down to a coin flip, as it looks like Windsor is going to win that game over a Holy Family. They're up by, what, 3 touchdowns?
Yeah. Muller ended up with what?
168 yards, 24 carries, and the 1 touchdown.
14-7, our final, Rifle over Roosevelt. And again, the Bears moving on to play either the Windsor Wizards or the Holy Family Tigers. And Windsor leading that game 27-14 in the fourth quarter. And again, the big upset, Frederick, number 16, knocking off number 1 Canyon City, 7-6. How stunned are they in Canyon City? My goodness gracious. Palisade, the other Western Slope team in 3A, they moved on. They beat Evergreen 35-27. And Battle Mountain right now playing Devlin. That game kicked off at 2:30. Aspen Skiers were losing to Eaton 35-14 late in the game.
And the way the home playoff system works is if the team Rifle is playing next week played on the road this week, then they would get to host next week's game. But if both teams played at home, for instance, which could be the case with Windsor and Rifle both winning at home, then I think they've probably already done all the coin flips that they could have done, so they'll be able to let us know pretty quickly how that'll turn out.
Sure, we'll know tomorrow. Check the brackets on Chassa. And I want to thank Roosevelt, the coaches, for being so gracious and interviewing before the game. Wish them a safe trip back to Johnstown. And best of luck for next season. Congratulations on a fine season. The Bears moving on to play Windsor or Holy Family in the quarterfinals. And keep tuned, KMTS. We'll let you know where they're going to play. I want to thank our sponsors, High School Football on KMTS, Flooring America, McDonald's, Mountain Air Mechanical, Bishop Plumbing and Heating, Carbondale Insurance Service, Berthoud Motors, Jim Lord American Family Insurance, Grand River Hospital District, Cheryl and Company Real Estate, Summit Paint and Decorating, Napa Carbondale, Soper's Lighting, Megatech LLC, Sunshine Deli, Carbondale Insurance Service, Chelsea Wedding and Events, Carpet One, and Carl Ciani, State Farm Insurance. Thanks to Nicole Cowan for running the board back at the studio. For Jack Jabbar and Ron Milhorn, saying so long from Bear Stadium as the Rifle Bears hang on to beat the Roosevelt Rough Riders 14-7 and move on to the quarterfinals. Next Saturday, they'll play either Windsor or Holy Family. And you'll hear the game right here on KMTS. That's going to do it. Keep it tuned to KMTS for for all the scores from around the state from Colorado Preps. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next week. Keep it tuned to KMTS.